Welcome to Adventures in Acoustic Ecologies. This is an audio tour which will take 40 minutes. It's made by Room Services in 2009. Please make sure that you have some liras with you as you will have a tea on the way. I will lead you through a small sound walk of the surrounding streets. Together, we should try to escape the visual modality of contemporary society, the culture of the eye, of visual affection and bright lights. You will meet a range of acoustic ecologies or soundscapes. We should together try to sharpen our attention to the sonic atmospheres mediated through sound between living beings, their gestures, and their environment. It is a form of mindfulness, an articulation of the sensual experiences of sound. We are always surrounded by acoustic ecologies, usually in the form of soundscapes of the city. I guess you have already identified some characteristic sounds of Istanbul. Some mean it is the sound of seagulls, others the rattling sticks of the ice cream sellers, or the characteristic yells of the street sellers. I will take you for a small walk. Please turn your back to the Urban Cafe and turn to your left and walk away from Urban Cafe towards the end of the street. You are going to pass the small cafes along the alley. Don't walk too fast. Enjoy the soundscape around you. The walk you will now enjoy is like a piece of music by John Cage. You are part of a mobile work where you will move through a full orchestration of the back streets of Istanbul. As you come to the crossing street, turn right. It can be a busy street, so watch out for the cars. Walk on and try to maintain a high level of sonic awareness. After about 100 meters that you walk on the street, you will find a passage on your left. It's beside a fashion store. It has black fenced windows and doors, and it is called Anabala Passage, Anabala Passage. Walk in there and stop. We will soon pass through it to the other side of the block. As you enter the passage, you notice the change in the acoustics. The city confines our everyday. We dwell in it. It creates a framework around us. The city's sounds define our spaces. These sounds bring forth a world rich of sonic colors and hues. Now you start walking on through the passage to the other side. Now you start walking on through the passage to the other side of the passage. Did you notice the passage's tunnel-like acoustics? There's a slight reverb and echo. It is quite possible to detect these characteristics even on a busy day. But this passage also contains a colorful mix of contemporary global street culture, the soundtracks of our visual culture, fashion, t-shirts, streetwear, the ubiquitous Kurt Cobain cult. When you reach the end of the passage, you should turn left after you get out. On the street, you walk past a parking lot and you will see the graffiti on the walls. These varied spaces offer different acoustic horizons. An acoustic horizon is the topographic constitution which defines the distances that sound can travel to reach your ears. The varied street patterns offer a more dynamic sonic experience of space. Now you should turn right up the alley with all the cafes. This is also the end of the street. The street itself turns towards right. You will walk forward towards the cafes and you will see the green vine leaves hanging over the tables. Keep your acoustic attention alive as you pass the cafes and the shops. Some of them with music, others without, but they all want your attention. You are now approaching Cafe Hayat. On the left, a cafe outside Sinesen, the Turkish Union for Theater and Cinema Workers. This is usually quite a busy place, with a lot of regulars from Yeşilçam, the Turkish cinema. They are drinking tea and playing games in the street, under the vine leaves. Now stop at Cafe Hayat. Find a seat and sit down. If it is hard to find a place, there are usually some free chairs along the side of the street or just inside the door. You should pass the player and order a chai, a tea. Press play again when you have your tea. Now you have your tea. You will be surrounded by a full ecology of sounds. Do you hear the clapping cowboy boots of the waiter? No, not that one, the other. Perhaps you will also hear the monophonic SMS tones of ancient Nokia cell phones, today almost extinct in their zen-like simplicity with the new generation of mobile phones. In your vicinity, you will most probably have a few men playing games. Can you hear them? As opposed to chess, which is sometimes called the game of silence, the common games played here are full of vivid acoustics. Backgammon, what the locals call tavla, the classic Mediterranean pastime played in every street cafe. But also the lesser known game, okay, a game of numbered pieces, usually played by four players. The game, which evolved from the original game Rummy Cub, was invented in the early 1930s by Efraim Herzano, a Romanian-born Jew, who in turn immigrated to Palestine. Over the years, the Herzano family licensed the game to other countries and it has become Israel's number one export game. In 1977, it even was the best-selling game in the United States. Here, to Turkey, the game came through the cultural context of Gastarbeiter in Germany, the guest workers. So it has traveled in circles to come here, to Cafe Hayat. Okay is very popular, not only at homes, but also at the coffee houses which men frequently visit to engage in long sessions of recreation. The two games differ in materials, which in turn affect their acoustic qualities. The tavla, usually played at cafes, is made entirely of wood, while oke has 106 form-molded plastic game pieces. Most certainly the games are played now somewhere around you. Can you hear their different treble? The low range of wood? A baritone with explosive temper? The plastics of oke, denoting a high pitch, a soprano of games. The game table in oke is usually covered with a tablecloth to restrain the bedlam as the oke pieces are mixed. If you listen carefully, you will also recognize the different acoustic gestures developed through the games. The two separate games support distinct behaviors of affecting the sound sonic space. They are played in different moods, are composed of contrastive materials, and even the furniture generates contrasting postures of the players. The furniture of oke is of dinner table height, with players sitting in chairs, while tavla is played at the lower tables, usually with the players sitting at stools, causing the players to hang over the game board and address the gameplay with wide gestures. The animated dice rolls, the wooden markers clapping against the wooden box. Can you hear the gestures? Let us for a second consider the music of furniture. Let us turn to the French composer, Erik Satie. Satie's Musique d'ameublement, or furniture music, is a background music originally played by live performance and made for intermissions. It was for many decades forgotten until John Cage rediscovered it and referred to it in his theory of minimalistic background music. The term itself was coined by Erik Satie in 1917 for his first set of intermission pieces, Tapisserie en fer forgé pour l'arrivée des invités, grande réception, à jouer dans un vestibule mouvement, très riche, Tapisserie in forged iron for the arrival of the guests, grand reception, to be played in vestibule, movement, very rich. What we should focus on here is his second set, Son industriel, Industrial Sounds from 1920, for piano duet, three clarinets and trombone. Premier entr'acte, chez un bistrot. First entr'acte, at a bistro. Second entr'acte, un salon. Second entr'acte, a drawing room. The second set was premiered in Paris, the year it was composed, as intermission music to a now-lost comedy by French poet Max Jacob. During the intermissions, and to the sound of furniture music, the audience was invited to visit an exposition of children's drawings in the gallery hosting the premiere. Satie noted on the score for the first performance. Furnishing music completes one's property. It is new. It doesn't upset customs. It isn't tiring. It is French. It won't wear out. And it isn't boring. Let us now at Café Hayat enjoy a form of musique d'ameublement, premier entr'acte, chez un café à la Turque, a rich piece, a minimalistic movement in modern style, composed for this acoustic ecology. This is a composition for a small ensemble, with the sound of tulip-shaped tea glasses, the pizzicato of teaspoons, and coffee cups, tavla and okey games, the leather-soled shoes of old men walking past, gossip and chatter between producers and actors, they're famous for their smoothie, smoky midnight radio voices. Shh. The ensemble has already started. What a wonderful interpretation of Satie's piece. Did you notice the acoustic coloration of the space, of the street, and the rich texture of the sounds? Especially in the later piece, the largo or lento moderato. Now we should move on. Please pay for the tea and let's get going. Pause the player until you are ready to go. Now you're ready, you should continue and pass the cafe along the same direction you came. As you reach the end of the street, you will turn left. There is a small fast food grill on the corner. You will walk towards the pedestrian street in front of you. Also here, watch out for the traffic. You should continue forward. When you reach the busy pedestrian street, İstiklal Caddesi, turn left and walk slowly along the street among the crowd of people. While you walk on, try to maintain your sonic awareness. They're building a new shopping center on your right-hand side. Compared to the silence of back streets, the soundscape of this street, İstiklal Caddesi, is fragmented and jammed. Many sonic niches are masked by noise. As you walk through this fragmentation, you will experience schizophonics, the split of sonic attention, and eventually the reflexive habit of not listening. This is of filtering out the ubiquitous keynotes of urban noise, such as traffic and loud music, sometimes even talk and footsteps. Not listening is a simple distillation of our sonic environment. Reducing noise, instead to heighten other forms of awareness, which in turn usually means a domination of the visual modality. As you walk along the İstiklal Street, after just 100 meters or so, you will pass one crossing, and on your left, you will find a corner with a sports store called Young Sports. Stop right there, with your back to the Young Sports store, just beside the entrance. You'll be facing the street. At the opposite side, you will see the Emek Passage entrance. I will wait a while until you are in position. You are now at the center of what we could perhaps call a typical Istanbul schizophrenic space. A violent fight for our sonic attention. Usually, this specific space is drawn deep into a music clash between the bookstore Mephisto to your left and the Emek Passage in front of you across the street. Both of them seem to compete to set the soundtrack of this area. What you witness is how the soundscape is affected by the Lombard reflex. The Lombard reflex is the involuntary tendency of speakers to increase the intensity of their voice when speaking in loud noise to enhance their audibility. We raise our voices in an attempt to get more signal through the noise. It is an armament race of voices, which in turn causes a full masking of many spectral niches in our audible frequencies. Try to distinguish a handful of sounds outside the music. Can you identify them? Compare their intensity, their richness, their color with those of the back street. What we hear, or do not hear, is the sonic imperialism of the urban soundscape. We should not judge it by its content, but by what it blocks out or masks for us. Compared to our cultural senses, and even our vision, our sonic spectrum is really quite limited. We cannot hear very much. Our ears are simply tuned to a very limited spectrum of frequencies, especially to compare to many other mammals. It sounds paradoxical, but in our everyday urban environment, we are left with very little signal or information. Now we should move on. You should continue walking along the busy street, the Istiklal Street. The not listening, or the filtering of noise, is also a sorting process in our mind. When we hear a noise, and cannot identify it. We often feel unease. What was that? Is something broken? Is the thief? Yet, when we identify it, we sort it out from our attention. The Austrian philosopher Edmund Husserl called this process a presentation. This is the act of identifying stimuli, characterizing and sorting it out from our attention. And this was a key element to his theory of phenomenology. He was occupied with the question, what is really attention, of being attentive? And how do we put the attention to attention itself? As we move through the soundscape, what does reach our sonic attention? What happened to our rich palette of acoustic gestures? Have we simply run out of acoustic colors? Now, as you walk on Istiklal Street, you will see on your right-hand side the classic building Stadupera, Cicekbazacı, and the entrance to the fish bazaar at your right-hand side. On your left, at the Finansbank, right after the Finansbank, before the big fence of Galatasaray High School, you will see a small alley. You should turn left into this small alley. Now continue walking through the alley. We are soon back at Café Urban. The silence provokes unease. Being quiet brings emotions to the surface. Processing emotions can cause trauma. Knowledge is a form of attention. Now, as you are soon back at Café Urban, you will enjoy another acoustic ecology, another café soundscape. This is the soundscape of the International Café, and this week, the Café of the Global Art Community. It has the rich palette of silence, full of beer sipping and smoking, the quiet tapping of laptop keyboards. Can you hear the distinct sound of the new MacBook keys? The humming of the air conditioning units. The damped gestures of established performance artists. The quiet rage of flown-in art students. This is the end of our tour. As you order your beer here, just stop and listen. And as that old tune goes, enjoy the silence.